Connecticut's economy is anything but boring. Revenue streams are fluctuating with a very volatile stock market. Last month, the state was facing a $200 million deficit for this fiscal year. Now state officials say, much to their surprise, there's a $1 billion surplus. It seems it would be a tough task to predict what will happen in the next few years, but one noted economist and a group of his students have accepted that challenge. Lucian Orlovsky is a professor of economics at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. And this month, his students released a report called the Annual Economic Outlook for Connecticut. It projects the state's fiscal status over the next 2 years. And Professor Orlovsky joins us in the studio. Thanks for taking time today.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be here.
How do your students react when you tell them that they're going to predict what seems to be unpredictable?
They are very much committed to understanding what's going on in the economy. They understand that their future depends on the business climate.
Do you find at all that they're maybe fresh eyes, their youth, members of the younger generation, do they bring a different view, a different perspective than established economists might bring to the question?
By all means, that's probably the most exciting part of the project. Their thoughts, their reflections are unconventional, sometimes shocking in a way, but by all means, they are refreshing.
So shocking, that's an interesting way to describe some of their ideas. Any examples of this?
I think the main difference is that our students want to do something about it. They just don't look into the authorities in Washington or in Hartford. They want to be more proactive.
So would we call these young people then activist economists?
I would say yes. This particular exercise is aimed at promoting this activism, this active approach, because it's really their future, not necessarily ours.
So what would an activist economist do?
Take up more risk. Young people are just young and they have nothing to lose, so they can just engage in higher risk activities, for instance, in startup businesses, and they want to work for tech companies. That's the main difference. And they also advocate a more holistic approach to resolving the budgetary problems and the structural changes in our economy. It's not the tax cuts which will save our economy, but we really believe that we should build up on the major strength of our economy, which is a well-educated labor force. Our state is one of the most educated states in terms of the number of years of education of an average citizen. So build up on that educational strength and try to integrate it with business strategies.
So in this new report released this month by your students, what are they projecting for Connecticut's economy for the 2018 to 2023?
2020 GDP outlook is not very optimistic. Our models indicate that the real state gross domestic product will grow at an annual rate of approximately 0.3%, so lagging behind the U.S. economy and even the world economy.
So they see the state is still sort of lagging in the wake of the recession.
Behind. We are projecting a recovery, but a very, very sluggish recovery.
Do you agree personally with the student assessments, and does that in a way matter?
I agree with most of it personally. After all, I have influenced the way of thinking to some extent, but also I listen to them, to their aspirations in the future. So yes, if it matters to the extent that they want to be engaged citizens, and some of them are even thinking about becoming political activists to make a change, to do something good for the society. Unfortunately, many of them do not want to stay in Connecticut. They want to move out of state.
An illustration right there of the problems, some of the problems. Right?
I think so. I think the cost of living is just simply too high. And also the environment for new startup businesses, for technology companies, is not up to the standard where it should be for such a highly educated state.
Professor Orlowski, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Lucian Orlowski is a professor of economics at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut.